Don was showing that deed. It made me think about, and my message today is entitled The Succession. You look at that deed and the people that went before us, you know, the times were different, but the relationship with the people and God, how they established this little church known as Bethel and passed down so much heritage and so much faith, people that has gone on before. You all have family members and that has been part of this church forever, that's now safely home with the Lord. And I think sometimes we forget about succession. And so we'll talk about that in a little bit. My scripture text this morning comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11. And verses, I'm going to start at verse 1, and the bulletin says verse 2, but I'd like to start right at the beginning. The subtitle of this particular chapter is about John the Baptist preparing the way for the Messiah. Hear God's word. When Jesus had finished giving these instructions to his 12 disciples, he went off teaching and preaching in towns throughout the country. John the Baptist was now in prison. He heard all these things the Messiah was doing. So he sent his disciples to ask Jesus, "Are you really the Messiah that we've been waiting for, or should we keep looking for somebody else?" Jesus told them, red letter edition, "Go back to John and tell him about what you have heard and seen. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised to life, and the good news is being preached to the poor. And tell him, God blesses those who are not offended by me." That's an interesting statement. When John's disciples had gone, Jesus began to talk to the crowds. "Who is this man in the wilderness that you went out to see? Did you find him weak as a reed, moved by every breath of wind? Or were you expecting to see a man dressed in expensive clothes? Those who dress like that live in palaces, not in the wilderness. Were you looking for a prophet? Yes, and he is more than a prophet. John is the man to whom the scriptures refer to when they say, 'Look, I am sending my messenger before you, and he will prepare you a way.' I assure you, all of these who ever lived, none is greater than John the Baptist. Yet, even the most insignificant person in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he is." And from that time, John the Baptist began preaching and baptizing until now the kingdom of heaven has been forcibly advanced. But violent people attack it. "For John came, all the teachings of the scriptures look forward to this present time." Now I'm going to go past the verse 11 because I hate stopping in the middle. "And you are willing to accept. I saw, he is Elijah, one of the prophets would come. Anyone who is willing to hear should listen and understand. How should I describe this generation? These people are like a group of children playing a game in the public square. They complain to their friends. We played wedding songs and you were happy, so we played funeral songs, but you were sad. For John the Baptist didn't think wine and often fasted, and you say, 'He's a demon possessed, and I, the Son of Man, feast and drink.' And you say, 'He's a glutton, a drunkard, and a friend of the worst of the sinners.' But wisdom is shown to be right. What resulted from it?" May God add a blessing to the reading and hearing and the understanding of his holy and precious word.